Saturday, December 13th. I'm mad at global warming for all the obvious reasons, but mostly I'm mad at it for ruining Christmas. This time of year is supposed to be about teeth-chattering cold weather that necessitates coats, scarves, and mittens. Outside, there should be see-your-breath air that offers the promise of sidewalks covered in snow, while inside, families drink hot chocolate by a roaring fire, huddled close together with their pets to keep warm. There is no better precursor to Christmas than a quality goosebump chill. It's what I count on to usher in the good cheer, happy songs, excessive cookie baking, favorite people togetherness, and the all-important presents of the season. The days before Christmas are not supposed to be like this one was. A balmy 70 degrees with holiday shoppers wearing shorts and drinking iced peppermint lattes, yuck, and tank top wearing frisbee players nearly giving concussions to dog walkers in Tompkins Square Park with their carefree spring day bad aim. This year, the cold couldn't be bothered to bring in Christmas. So, until it could, I wouldn't bother getting too excited about the best time of the year. There wasn't enough cold outside, so instead, I brought it inside and turned it on Dash, who didn't deserve it. "If you have to go, then go," I said brusquely. Brusque. It was such a Dash word. Obscure, unknowable, distant. That it felt strange I even knew it. Along with the other million obligations overwhelming me at the moment, there was SAT study time, which left an amoroidal taste in my mouth. How could an SAT taker possibly be more prepared for university by knowing such a word, right? Not at all. Complete waste of word. Complete waste of time. Complete certainty I will still not achieve my parents' hopes for my college admissions prospects by the addition of the word amoroidal to my vocabulary.
"You don't want me to stay, do you?"
asked Dash, as if he was pleading for me not to demand his spending any additional time with my beleaguered grandpa and my brother, who at best tolerates my boyfriend, and at worst is downright rude to him. I'd feel bad about Langston and Dash's animosity, except it seems to be an enjoyable sport between them. If Lily was the subject on Jeopardy, the answer would be, "She does not understand it at all." And the question would be, "What is the human male species?" "I want you to do what you want to do," I responded. But what I meant was, "Stay, Dash, please. This Christmas tree gift is so lovely and exactly what I didn't know I needed for the season and from you. And even though I have a ton of other things I need to do right now, there's nothing I want more than for you to decorate the tree with me. Or for you to sit on the sofa and watch me bedazzle it while you make snarky comments about pagan traditions misappropriated by Christianity. Just to have you near."
"Do you like the tree?"
Dash asked. But he was already buttoning his peacoat, which was too heavy for such a warm day, and looking at his phone like there were text messages on it beckoning him to better places than at home with me. "Why wouldn't I?" I said, not willing to further profess my profuse thanks. I had only just started sorting through the decorations when Dash announced his intention to leave, and he did it at the exact moment that I opened the gift box from the Strand that Dash had given me last January 19 to celebrate author Patricia Highsmith's birthday. Inside the box was a red and gold ornament with a sketch in black picturing Matt Damon as the talented Mr. Ripley. Who else but Dash would delight in a Christmas decoration displaying the face of a celebrated literary serial killer and give it to his girlfriend as a present? The present only made me adore Dash more. The literary hero part, not the serial killer part. In February, I had placed the gift box in the Christmas decorations storage box with a sigh of great hope that Dash and I would still be together when it was time to put the ornament on the tree. And we were. But our relationship was ephemeral. Finally, an SAT word that applied to my life. It didn't feel real anymore. It felt more like an obligation that somehow had survived till now, so we should at least see it through the holidays, because that's where it started. Then we could stop pretending that what had initially felt so right and true now felt still true, but definitely not right.